Have you ever moved into a new house? What if that safe haven was already a home to someone or something? What is your breaking point for living with a spirit? Today we test the believability of the ghost in the desert.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual,
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That's right. Today, we have another listener submission.
Yes, we gotta get him in, gotta get him out.
Yeah, well, we have a bunch, but
that makes it sound like we're just kind of plowing through them, which is not true. But we, you know, if you submit a story now, we want to make it so, it, you know, you hear it before next year.
Yeah, this is gonna be every 3 weeks for a while.
Yeah, pretty much, or if 4 or 3 weeks. Yeah, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, our story is sent in from Sarai, which is a person.
It's a great name.
It's actually a very nice name, yeah.
Sarai.
So, it's a listener story. There's not a whole lot of, like, preamble to this. Are you ready to get into the story?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's just go into it. So, it takes place in Phoenix, Arizona.
Is there a forest?
No.
There's no forest in this Phoenix?
No, just sand.
Okay.
You've been to Arizona?
Yeah, a couple times. I've been to Sedona and Scottsdale and other fancy, rich places.
I've been to Yuma, Arizona.
Yuma?
Yuma, Arizona.
I don't know what that is.
It is like the corner of the United States. I had family that lived there.
The corner of the United States, isn't that like Oregon or like...
That's like the top corner. Yuma's like in the bottom corner.
Isn't that California?
It's like right under California.
Okay. It's holding up California. It's yes. Got like, it's, you know, holding it up.
Yuma is insanely hot. Like I said, I had family there. My cousins took me outside and they cracked an egg on the ground.
Yeah.
I saw that motherfucker fry.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where that originated from.
It's hot.
Was it the dry heat though? Or was it humid?
It wasn't humid. I guess it was dry. That's what they said. It mattered.
You walked outside and they're like, man, did you just go swimming? I just went to get the mail.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a dry heat. Well, it's wet for me.
I'm soggy, Mom.
Yeah. It was gross. But it's hot. I don't particularly enjoy the desert. Do you?
I like heat. I do. I'm a little bit of a freeze baby. But we got those seasons here in Ohio.
Yeah. Can't give those up.
Love them seasons. I just want to say, this is on the day we're recording. Baker Mayfield, our quarterback, saw a UFO. I had to put that everywhere. That was the first thing I saw when I woke up today. Woke up, you know, went on Twitter, because what else am I going to do? And I saw that he saw a UFO. I was like, oh, it's a good day. Probably wasn't a UFO based on his description, but I'm very happy for him and his wife.
He should listen to the podcast. In 2017, I was just trying to think how old I was.
It would have been 4 years ago, you're 27.
20, oh, yeah, 27. I knew that. Sarai moved into a new home with her mother and younger sister. The home they move into, it has a very strange, it's weird. Like, there's this company, right? They build 4 or 5 homes.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, these homes, they abandoned them.
So they built the house.
They built like 4 or 5, yeah. They
paid the construction workers, and they're like, ah, we're good.
They don't sell them. They abandon these houses.
That's a terrible business model.
It's a really bad one. Yeah, I think maybe they went bankrupt.
They're like, I don't know where we went wrong. They're so sturdy.
Just make the houses. And then just, I don't know, leave.
They should have at least squatted in them.
I actually have a theory to why they left.
Okay.
But that's later. But in 2017, another company buys these houses, which I assume for cheaper, because they've been abandoned for 15 years.
So they were built in like...
The early 2000s.
I got you.
And that's not that old for a house. Like my new house was built in 48.
Dude, this house was built in the 20s. This is an old house.
Yeah. So like the house is built in the 2000s. They're relatively new.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, my parents' house is very new and it was built in the 90s. Like 2000s house. Super new.
Yeah. So these houses were, like I said, abandoned.
Probably very energy efficient, I imagine.
Probably in 2000s. So another company comes in and buys these houses for cheap, and they sell them.
So they follow through.
Yeah.
They're like, this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, the other company's like, I should have took notes.
How were we supposed to know?
So Sarai's mom, seeing this deal on the table, she goes and she pulls a trigger on one of these new houses.
It's like four bedrooms, huge windows, big kitchen, island in the kitchen. It's very haunted. Two bathrooms, 2.5 bathrooms.
The realtor like slid that in really quickly.
Yeah.
What she didn't know is when she bought the house is that perhaps she got another guest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who ain't paying rent.
Yeah.
I will say, based on the premise, and I know we haven't really even got to the story yet, but typically a haunted house would have somebody that died in it.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested. Can I do a little aside?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
For those of you that submit your stories to us, if we don't get back to you immediately talking about your story, it's because we acknowledge that you sent it to us, and then we kind of just let it be because we don't know who's going to present it. Like when you send it to us, I don't know if Charlie's going to do it. Charlie doesn't know if I'm going to do it. So like, I don't know this story. Like Charlie knows what happens. I do not. I'm playing the role of you, the audience. So that's why we kind of stay hands off.
Yeah, we lock it away in our like little listener vault.
With a key, because we don't forget about it, but yeah. we do lock it away. So yeah. I am just like you. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah,
but I assume there's some, based on the title.
Yeah, it's the ghost in the desert. It's Sarai.
You and I are the only two people that don't know what the episode is when we start, because everybody else has the title of the podcast on their phones. You and I, like when I, you know, when I say today we test the believability of dot, 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 whatever it is, you're, or me, we're the only ones that don't know. It's kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So Sarai and her family have been having these like little incidents with this spirit, and she calls it the little girl.
This is the same year, right? Like this isn't like then and then now, like they bought it 17 happening now. This is all like, we bought the house. Oh shit.
In 2017, they bought the house and they've been getting incidents until the present, so recently.
Okay. So, but it's been happening the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fairly consistently.
Does Zach Bagans know about this?
I don't know. He might make a documentary about it. The first notable incident that happened, it was the thing that told them there was something strange, something going on in the house.
Something told them? Or are you saying this incident is what?
This incident is what like, made them realize something
I'm
was going
here.
On.
Hey,
well, it's kind of like that. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. You got a good for the ghost. Announce yourself. Make yourself present.
So the first thing that was strange, it happened pretty soon after they moved in. Both sisters were upstairs, and they were in separate rooms. The mother, she was downstairs doing some unpacking, but the girls were upstairs. And while both girls were minding their own business, they heard this loud, what seemed like a young girl, say,
"Hello?"
And it was very loud. The whole house heard it. So Sarai, noticing that someone said hello, maybe kind of like her sister, she goes into her sister's room. And it was pretty close. It was only about 10 feet away. So Sarai goes into her sister's room, and they look at each other, and at the same time, they go, "What do you want?" And the girls shared a moment of shocked silence.
It's like, wait a minute, that's not what my sister sounds like. I've lived with you my whole life, but I can't tell your voice apart from a ghost.
So they said not quite in unison. You heard that too? And then they both ran downstairs to their mom. She looked at them and said, did you guys need something?
And your mom doesn't know what their voice sounds like either. Okay, this is great. They all have AirPods in, noise cancellation on.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's a younger girl. I don't know. It's just hello. Like, I don't know if I could pick out.
No, I'm totally just teasing. I mean, I have Norm to talk. I used to call my dad at work and be like, is Joe there? And he'd be like, yeah, this is your dad. Like, oh, yeah, hey.
Well, like I was going to say, I don't know if I could pick out my wife's voice just from one word.
No, I'm just teasing. But I do want to say, I give them all credit for being curious. Because, like, I have, if somebody comes to my door at my house, my instinct is to, like,
Hide.
Yeah, like, yeah. Make sure I'm not by a window, make no noise, and hope that they go away shortly.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I don't want to be anywhere near. Like, my doorbell was ringing the other day. And, like, it wouldn't stop. I was like, I have to go address this.
You should just put a note up on your door and be like, don't ring the bell, text this number, and state your business.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Not bad. But then you're giving your number out to everybody.
I don't care. Everyone has it anyway.
Burner phone.
Yes,
get on that Kevin Durant.
So after this incident, they realized they were not alone, potentially.
There was just a kid trapped in the closet. Like, I've been here since they built this thing.
Oh, no. She's a girl now. The second incident took place several months later. And if you ask me, this shows a clear sign of escalation, progression. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like things are ramping up.
Yeah, this...
I don't know how many other ways we could put that.
Well,
it's getting intense.
Yeah, things start to escalate from here.
They're turning up the heat.
So the sisters were hanging out in the same room.
Which room?
I think Sarai's room.
Because they were in separate rooms originally, right?
Yeah, they were, I think...
This... So they're in one room. They're hanging out together.
They're doing in one room sister stuff. Out. Yeah, and they're hanging out like how I assume all Gen Z are hanging out in a dark room on their phone.
A phone on each hand. This is my TikTok phone. This is my Instagram Reels phone. We got my YouTube short phone over there.
I've got all these phones. So late at night, and technically they're in the same room, but both are on their phones. So both girls only had their phone as a light source because, like I said, the lights were off. And that's when Sarai sees this shadow run through the room.
Oh, ugh.
Like, it's out of the corner of her eye, but she sees it just... And she's just like, maybe that was my sister.
So she sends her a text. It's like, hey, was that you?
She looks over and she sees that her sister is just on her phone with her headphones on, just content.
New Snapchat phone, who dis? She said back.
She's just like, not even disturbed. And then she's like, I gotta tell her what happened. So she tells her sister what she just saw. And the reaction I did not expect, her sister goes into full detail about how every night she goes down from the third floor to the next, she sees what appears to be a little girl sitting on the landing. Hasn't told anybody this, but she's been seeing this apparition of a girl sitting on the landing.
What is the landing? I legitimate question.
Like the landing. Like, oh, you live in a ranch, right?
We're upstairs in my house.
I meant when you
in grew, the attic.
When you grew
right
up.
Right now.
You know the... when you grew up.
No, I don't live in a ranch.
Well, when you were a kid. In between the...
You
the,
can show me. I got stairs right there. In that middle part?
In between, yeah, the middle part. It's a landing.
So she walks past a little girl ghost.
Sitting on the landing. Yeah.
Man, I would get like a fire pole put outside my window. Like, I ain't going down those stairs.
I know, right?
You think she says something like when she walks by?
I don't know. She said she got this. She got super scared. It like creeped her out, obviously, to a point where she put, I think it's a bigger landing than what you had.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying it's a very small landing. But she got to the point where she would put like a blanket over her head and just kind of like look down. So she wouldn't have to see this little girl sitting on the landing. And she dealt with this for months. She didn't say anything to her sister or her mother.
What if it's like a coping... You know how like daylight saving time happens and instead of changing the clock, you just learn that it's an hour later than what it is or earlier than it is? Or like when it's really like 7 o'clock, but your clock says 7:03 and you just learn to subtract 3. I think everybody does something like this to a certain extent.
I do in my car.
Yeah. You just deal with your situation. Now, this is much more extreme, but I wonder if it just got to the point where it's like it became so casual or so commonplace that it's like, oh, now I wear a blanket over my head and this is what I do in my house and this is my routine. It's crazy that she didn't say something, though.
Yes. But I think you're right. That's the thing. I think you're right because it's such a teenager thing to do.
To deal with it?
Somebody
check her Twitter. I bet she tweeted about it. She wouldn't tell her mom or Sarai, but she probably tweeted about it.
I hope I'm saying that right. I looked up how to say it, but I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right. So that was the second incident that involved the escalation of Sarai's sister and Sarai seeing the shadow in her room. Now, the third thing is kind of, it's not really an incident. It's Sarai coping with this spirit that began to grow an attachment to her room, which is creepy and strange.
So but, she navigated up the stairs from the landing to the bedroom.
But here's the thing. Even though that happened, I don't think she ever stopped being on that landing. She never said she didn't see her anymore. That never was indicated. So I'm assuming every night she's still out there.
Yeah, I feel like that's like us putting our like metaphysical, like you can only be in one place at one time physically. You know, I mean...
Well, she said this energy that would come into her room would come and go. So it wasn't always there.
She's like coming for her, and then she's like, oh shit, your sister's coming. I got to go to the landing real quick. Don't move. Don't fall asleep. It's 7:03, so it's 7. All right, I got to get down on the landing.
So what would happen in Sarai's room, and which I think is still happening. Like I said, this thing's formed in almost an attachment to her room. And every so often, it would get cold, and it would get this like kind of weird, strange kind of feeling aura that would fly in, kind of exist or happen in the same space. Whenever this happened, the lights in Sarai's room would flicker, and sometimes they would go out for upwards of 30 seconds to a minute straight.
Sounds like that electrical company kind of left before that was done, too.
Everyone tapped out early. The lights are out.
Yeah.
But not only her lights would go out, her phone light would go out, too, which leads to something I think might be something like battery drain or electrical drain. You know what I'm talking about? When like,
well, that definitely adds weight to it in the fact that it's like kind of like what I just said about the electrical components of the house. Like, if it's affecting your lights and your phone, that's something that's affecting the energy around you, not just
the house. Yeah, it's not just like bad wiring.
Yeah.
And that's very telling to me. It's this like presence that's like leaking. I'm going to go with leaking into the space and absorbing that energy from the lights and your phone. Maybe I'm projecting here a little bit, but that's how I feel it. And it's the definition of a cold spot.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we've talked about before, but a cold spot is when you're out and then you run into this spot that is randomly cold. And it's said to be a ghost that is draining energy from the environment. And that's why a cold spot exists, because it's taking that thermal heat and converting it into what it needs.
I wonder, when they were in that room with the lights off and they were just on their phones, if like the fact that they saw it as a shadow instead of a girl was because the lights weren't on. So there's only so much energy for it to take.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, because it has been seen as a fully realized apparition.
Right.
But in that context, you're right. There was not much energy to take.
It'd be funny if, like, she thought it was attached to her and they did, like, an EVP, but it's like, no, I just like a room. It's hip.
I'm just vibing here.
I'm excited to see what happens next.
Okay. So I have two more recent tales. These are both more towards 2020, 2021. This next one focuses on Sarai's sister, and it's like a slow creep. Like, it's scary in a slow way. And also, it shows that escalation. So Sarai's sister was home alone one night. She was in her room, her own room on the second floor, minding her own business. I don't know, watching TikTok or whatever. And suddenly, she hears this terrible banging noise above her room specifically. And so what she does, she calls Sarai and says, hey, weird question. Did you happen to leave the rabbit pen open? Because I guess they have rabbit pens above her room.
In an attic?
They have a third floor.
So they got rabbits in their attic in their third floor.
That feels like a Dr. Seuss book.
It feels like the most unusual part of the story so far.
So Sarai says, actually, no, I don't think I did, but you should check just to make sure. Which, I mean, I've been there. So her sister goes up to the third floor, checks. All the rabbits, all their twinkling little noses are in the same spot. They have not moved. They're all locked up.
Great pet.
She goes, that's weird. And she goes back downstairs to her room. The second the door closes, this banging starts again. And it goes off and on for 10 minutes straight until eventually it fades out and it's quiet for the rest of the night. No explanation for this banging. No reason why this would be happening. No animals were jumping around. No one else was home. She was by herself. Her mom wasn't there. She could not find a reason to why this would be happening. And me thinking, I'm like, I don't know why this would be happening. That doesn't make any sense to me.
There's also the plumbing. So the electrical's bad. They didn't sell the house and the plumbing's off. Now, okay, so here's my question. Me sitting here thinking about paranormal stuff and this story is like, I would have got my phone out and did the voice recording and I would have tried to capture it. I don't know if me in the moment, if I would have thought to do that, but I think it's not like this is a one-off instance. I wonder if any time during these last 4 years, if they thought about trying to capture something, whether it be a picture or a sound or do an EVP.
They didn't tell me if they actively tried to seek it out.
Yeah,
they've just kind of accepted living with this. So the last story I have, this is a new event, like the new email I got from Sarai like yesterday.
Okay.
So in this new event, Sarai is out. She's walking through her house. She doesn't turn on the lights. She's using her phone flashlight again, and she goes back into her room. It's kind of late. She's got her phone out, and her light bulb is not working. Like, I'm pretty sure it went out. She didn't tell me that. It's went out. Her light bulb went out. She walks into a room with the flashlight on, and it flickers and goes out as soon as she goes in.
Her phone flashlight.
Yeah. So what does she do? She FaceTimes her sister and refuses to get off the phone with her sister until her phone flashlight at least comes back on, which is brave to me even. Like, I would leave the room probably.
So it doesn't, the flashlight on the phone's not working, but it has enough power to FaceTime.
Yeah, it's like not killing the battery, but it's taking the light.
That had to be, like, that FaceTime for her sister had to be just pitch black.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that would be a creepy scenario even for her sister to get that phone call.
Or imagine seeing just, like, a shadow pass behind her sister.
Yeah, like, you're the one, the sister's the one that sees something behind Sarai, like, oh.
Yeah, could you imagine that? That's terrifying, but she refused.
Never call me. If you ever FaceTime me when you're being haunted, I'm hanging up and never calling you back. You text me.
Okay, deal. But could you imagine? That's so scary. So she refused to get off FaceTime until her light on her phone at least came back. And it did, but not for several minutes. It took minutes this time. I think that shows some kind of maybe power increase. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm speculating. But yeah, that's the latest incident from Sarai.
Wow. You just found out that you can tap the back of your phone.
I did. If you double tap the back of your phone, you can make something happen on your phone, which is crazy. I never knew there was a button.
Yeah, unless you have a case like me, it's magnetic.
Yeah.
Then you'll never get to touch it.
So this is not events. This is just some information I wanted to add.
Okay. Are you making it up or?
No.
Okay.
All right. So it's interesting to note that Sarai and her sister, who was able to see the entity more clearly, described the girl as looking to be dressed from the 1900s nightgown, and she was about 8 years old with longish dark hair. Their mother never actually saw the entity, only shadow form of the entity, which is interesting to me because I think that shows different levels of sensitivity in the family.
Yeah, it could also be something with energy as well because Sarai did see her in shadow form.
That's true. And the mother's the oldest, Sarai's the middle, and then the youngest sister's the youngest.
Did you say how old they were? Or
I don't know the ages.
Like teens?
Yeah.
Yeah. Their whole life's ahead of them.
But the younger sister, Jesus Christ.
I know, I'm crusty over here.
But the younger sister was able to see her more clearly, which, I mean, there's that theory that kids can see spirits.
Yeah, imagination or, you know, your brain hasn't fully developed, so you can, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but they did, so they all saw the entity to some extent, but they all could hear her very clearly. So this shows me, like I said, an escalation to this kind of energy. And Sarai says the spirit does not seem to be malicious or harmful or evil.
Feels lost.
It feels like, she said it feels like a playful kind of mischievous energy. But to me, any spirit that lingers is not a great thing to have around.
Bad juju.
Yeah. No matter what it's putting off, I don't think they should linger.
I don't know. I don't know anything. But it makes me feel, the way that I would try and put this together is like this little girl is in this abandoned house. And maybe she doesn't know where her family is, but she doesn't feel like she can leave. I don't know if whether or not she feels trapped or it's kind of like, I'm going to stay here until my parents come or something like that. So it's like, she feels like she can't leave, but she's not bad. Just kind of like confused or lost.
But I would like to continue this conversation and the discussion.
Okay.
So Tyler, I've got two theories I want to hash out with you.
Yes.
So the first one, I feel like I always go to this place. The first one is
Skinwalker.
Oh, how scary would that be, though? No.
Not, no.
Oh, Utah is f***ing the Southwest, I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody hit us up. Anyway. I'm the first to admit that I don't know geography.
Yeah, so I know.
I have no shame in that.
All right. So the first one, I feel like I always go to this place, is that it might be demonic. Now, I know she says she doesn't feel any kind of malicious intent from this.
Yeah.
But here's why I think that. One, this is a newer house. no one probably died here. Two, it's a little girl, which in itself doesn't necessarily mean demonic, but have you heard this, that demons typically present themselves as...
You talked about this on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Previous episode.
That's a good theory.
I can't draw. It was either the girl, Paper Magic and the girl, or it was Annalise. It was one of those where you mentioned
it. I think that was probably Paper Magic. That was a while ago. That was like episode 9, I think.
It was episode 9.
But I'm just going to restate it, I guess. That demons typically present themselves as weaker things to make you feel a sympathy for them. And this confused girl could be that kind of thing. Now, I'm not saying you guys picked up a demon somewhere. I don't know. I don't actually know. But I'm always hesitant when it comes to young spirits.
Now, my rebuttal is that it has been 4 years, and at least from the information you were presented, there's no, like, negative, like, they can't sleep. They're you know, it's negatively physically affecting them or psychologically affecting them, obviously beyond just the fact of expecting to see her in the house. And two, it seems to me like the attachment is to the property rather than a person. And I know that's not how it always has to be, but like if the ghost seemed to have an attachment to Sarai and her sister and her mom just happened to experience or witness that attachment, then I would be more likely to jump on demonic, even though there's no seemingly other side effects. But I mean, the fact that they all see this girl in the house, and it's not specific to just one of them, it seems like it's more about the ghost and that location rather than like a demonic creature trying to latch onto a person. You know what I mean?
That's a very good point. Those are both really good points.
Thank you. That's what I do.
I do want to specify, typically demons attach to a person, not a property. And that's what you pointed out, that this seems to be attached to the property. There's also levels of how demons interact. It's infestation, oppression, and possession. Maybe this one's playing a long con with the infestation.
Her sister's like, I keep losing Twitter followers. What's happening?
And it does. Yeah. Those are really good points, though, to why it maybe not be demonic. I hope it's not, because that's never good.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. It doesn't feel that way. But then again, we're going off of what was written. We don't know it firsthand.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just skeptical of any thing presenting as a little girl. Even if it is a little girl, I'm still like, it's not right. So my other theory, right? I said I have two. My other theory is, I think these houses, kind of like poltergeist situation, I think these houses were built on maybe not a Native American burial ground, but maybe like a pioneer burial ground. Maybe they found a couple bodies. They didn't tell anybody. They ended up abandoning the situation because their luck went really bad. Because of that, they didn't tell anybody, and then they just lost the houses. And years later, when someone actually buys these houses, there's these spirits that have been disturbed or lost, like you said, and they're now stuck in these new modern houses. Like, that doesn't make sense to them either.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if, like they're experiencing the little girl, and they don't know this, but, like, their neighbor is experiencing, like, the parents or the mom or the dad, and, like, it's actually really tragic. To think that the, like, human creations, like walls that we build could be separating these ghosts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It is very sad. It's very tragic. And maybe that's what it is.
Now that's possible, and that makes sense. Because naturally, it's like, okay, why would this entity be attached to this house that is so new?
Right. It feels like it's got to be on the land.
And if she looks like she's from the 20s, you know, I mean, who knows what happened on that land in the last, you know, 100 years.
That's true. But like she said, 19th century, which definitely makes me feel like early 1900s. Oh,
did you say, she said 19th century.
19th century, which feels definitely like, I mean, there were settlers out in the Arizona. I don't know why they were there, but they were there.
So that's the 1800s.
Yes.
I was like, oh God, I'm talking about the 20s. 1820s, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. It's something we'll never know. We'll never be able to say, this is why that ghost is trapped there.
Right. But also, why is it presenting in a nightgown? That's very unusual to me as well, is that she's presenting in this nightgown.
I mean, it could be how she died.
That could be too.
It is the very traditional girl, long hair, nightgown, grudge.
Dark hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those are my two theories. Those are what I'm thinking, why I hope it's B rather than A, because I don't wish that on anybody.
Yeah. I would say the only thing that I feel confident is in assuming is that it seems to have more of an attachment to the place.
Yes.
Than one of the people, which is probably good. I couldn't imagine, like, if you live in a haunted house, I can imagine getting used to, like, drawers opening or, like, hearing a noise upstairs. Like, that I could kind of see tuning out. But her sister walking downstairs and seeing a full apparition.
That's every insane, time, right?
Every time, like, no midnight snacks. Nothing. Like, no way. I'm done.
I would get a bottle and I'd pee in my room.
I would
never leave my room after night.
I would take a picture. After so many... Well, unless yeah. you're, like, so afraid. I don't know.
She said it's scary. She said it was scary.
How long would it take before you would take a picture?
I would get a selfie stick. I would get a selfie stick and I'd peek around the corner. That's what I would do.
You know what's all... You know... So, what? Okay. What if... She's there so often. Okay, so imagine this. You're going down your stairs. Every time there's a little girl there, right? But there's also something about... It's like the fear of the unknown. Like, you know she's there. There's something a little... Like, if you go... Let's say, you know, for a week straight, you walk down your stairs and there's a ghost on the landing. On that eighth day, if you walk down the stairs and she's not there. There's something really creepy about that as well.
There is, yeah.
It's like... And this is how I will relate to myself. If I'm in a room with a spider, I'm an arachnophobe. If I'm in a room with a spider and I see the spider and I can keep my eyes locked on that spider, it's scary and I don't like it and I can't not focus on it. But I'm like, okay, it's over there. I'm over here. But when I turn my head and I look back and that spider is gone, it just got 10 times worse. So I wonder if there's almost a comfort in certain aspects of like it becoming the norm of like, here's where the ghost always is. Here's the noises it always makes. I wonder if it would become more disturbing if it all of a sudden disappeared.
Or starts making really loud noises like that banging.
Yeah. That was recent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If we were to speak with Sarai, my question would be if they've even considered trying to capture anything.
That's an interesting question.
And maybe they're not interested in doing that. And who knows? I'm not saying they should be. I just know I think there'd be a certain point, especially when it becomes almost mundane. And I'm not saying it is mundane for them, but if it's expected, you know what I mean? Like, you can't anticipate a shadow figure running through your room. But if every time you're walking down your stairs, you see this girl on the landing. I don't know. I'm not in this situation, so I probably can't logically speak to it. I just feel like I would try to capture something.
I guess let's go to the scale. Where do you find this?
I find it believable. I do. There's multiple witnesses. There's three. The mother and both sisters all claim it from the voice. I'm not saying... Well... And nothing seems so far-fetched. I was about to say, I don't know if I believe every aspect of it. But nothing is that ridiculously far-fetched beyond somebody just experiencing a ghost in their house. The most unbelievable thing, maybe, is the sister not mentioning ever...
I agree, and that's actually why I want to go with the viable. Which I'm not saying.
Although you did say when you that it felt like traditional, typical teenage behavior.
It does too, though. Like, it does. It feels like a traditional kind of cover up. But to me, I think it's viable. I could see it. Now I'm talking myself into believable.
It's a traditional ghost haunting. It's not like anything outside the realm of what you would anticipate in a ghost story happened. You know what I mean? It's not like if last episode we're willing to say we can believe that somebody with witchcraft can turn into an owl, and we both believe in ghosts, what they're experiencing doesn't seem outside the realm of what we would believe.
Doesn't. Yeah. Oh yeah. All right.
Energy, like, and we were even breaking it down step by step along the way of how we could make it fit what we already know about ghosts.
Yeah, I feel like okay. I thought I was coming in viable, but I feel like I talked myself and you helped me to come into believable. I believe it. Yeah.
It's good to not, you don't want to be predetermined. I know you read the story first, but I would just want to know why they haven't tried, unless they did and we just don't know about it, try to capture something.
That
maybe they don't need to. When something is clear as day, who are you capturing it for?
Yeah, at that point,
who are you going to show? Your sister? Right? She's like, yeah, I see her every night. I don't want her. What do you want? My phone wallpaper background. So if you're not trying to prove, that's almost, it makes it extra believable. I feel like people that take pictures are trying to prove something. If it is so obvious to them that they are being haunted, why even take a picture? That stamps the believable for me. Because me, I would be trying to prove to people, look, my house is haunted.
They don't even care.
But it's if it's a guarantee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, yeah. So I'm firmly grasp it. I'm grasping that believable.
So thank you for listening to this episode, The Ghost in the Desert. Thank you, Sarai, for submitting. Would love to hear back from you. Would love to know if you've got any, like, photos or anything, or anything along those lines. I just thought I'd probably send her an email.
That would be really good for the graphic. Yes, sir.
But anyway, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a lot of fun to produce, to write up, and to go
through. Make it sound like you fabricated.
I know, right? No. What I do, I'm not going to go into the details. I'm not going to pull the curtain back. So what I'm really trying to say here is I enjoyed the episode, and I hope you did too.
If you want your story on Believing the Bizarre, hit up our website, www.believingthebizarre.com, and head to submit your experience. Please, as much detail as possible. And just like this, your story could be on the podcast.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll take it. And
rip
we'll
it apart.
Put it in our little vault, take the key, date it, and then throw it away.
Yep. And that's it.
And then we'll pick it up sometime.
Yeah, sometime. We won't read it. Because we don't know who's going to present it. And there's a lot of fun. It is so fun to not know ahead of time.
Yeah, that's the best part for me.
It's good. Here's why it's important. I think it's good to have one of us be the audience, because my goal is that whoever is being the audience will ask the questions that hopefully you guys would be asking. If we were both experts on the topic at hand or the story, we would probably gloss over things that are genuine questions that you guys might have. So we're kind of playing that role. No stone unturned.
But if you're enjoying the episode, please leave a review on Apple and a 5-star, and it does stuff for us and it makes us more desirable.
And we'll shout you out on Instagram.
Absolutely. Those are my favorites, actually.
Are they?
Yeah, I love them. I love seeing those. They make my day.
They do. They make our days. If you want to make my day and Charlie's day, hit us up with a 5-star review. But again, as always, thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler.
I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre,
a podcast as bizarre as you are.